Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court for Monday, August 10th, 2015. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Senegal. If you'll rise, please.
Please bow with your heads. Lord God, King of heaven and earth, direct our minds and bodies so that we may say and do the things that are pleasing to you. Forgive us when we fail you. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray.
Please join me. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we will begin our agenda a little bit out of order. We'll begin under County Commissioners. Item A is consider possibly approve and accept a donation of a granite bench from the Port Arthur Post 797 Veterans of Foreign Wars to be placed at the Veterans Memorial Park. And we have Ms. Karen Wells present today. And do I have a motion on that item?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Commissioner?
Judge, Commissioners, thank you. We have with us today Mrs. Wells, and she's with the Ladies Auxiliary Post VFW 797, and I'd like to ask her to come up to the podium. And she's got a presentation she'd like to make to Commissioner's Court.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
I am past District 2 President of the VFW of the State of Texas and a member of Auxiliary 797 Port Arthur. And at our last regular meeting, the ladies of my auxiliary voted to donate this granite bench to the Veterans Memorial Park if we can. It is being engraved right now and should be ready to place in the next 4 weeks. And we're so glad to be able to do this to the park because we all have veterans living and deceased on the wall, and it would be a good place for somebody to go sit, remember their loved ones that are there. And that's the reason we did this. We are a loving family of veterans and wives, and I think there's nothing more important than what we're doing. And thanks to you and the court for allowing us to be here today.
No, it's we who thank you. Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you again, ma'am, and I want to take this opportunity to thank you as well as Commissioner Weaver.
That You're welcome.
Park was in Precinct 3, and Commissioner Weaver has taken it, and being a veteran, he understands things that I don't understand for as veterans because I never served in the military. But Commissioner Weaver, I want to say thank you to you. When you go to that park, and it's a different world. It's so nice out there. I know you guys spend a lot of time out there making sure it stay pristine. So thank you, Commissioner Weaver, and thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Court.
Thank you.
We couldn't do it without the community members. There's so many that have made donations, and some of our heavy industry has made donations to Jefferson County to help with new displays out there. So it's our goal to bring at least one new display every year to the park, and I think we're going to be able to achieve that with the help of our citizens. So thank you, Mrs. Wells, to you and your group. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
All of you.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Again, out of order, I'll take one item A under Sheriff's Department. It's consider and possibly approve a proclamation recognizing August 10th through 16, 2015 as Forensic Science Week in Jefferson County. And I would ask Ms. Johnson to come forward. And do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Hello, Sheriff, and you. The proclamation reads, whereas the County of Jefferson recognizes that the establishment, development, and maintenance of the Jefferson County Regional Crime Laboratory is a vital governmental purpose and function of the state and its legal and political subdivisions, and whereas the Jefferson County Regional Crime Laboratory provides support to the criminal justice system in the Southeast Texas region, not just in Jefferson County, with forensic science services, and whereas access to quality forensic analysis dramatically improves the investigation of criminal activity, leading to the exoneration of the innocent and the prosecution of the guilty, and whereas forensic science plays a critical role in public outreach and crime prevention, is continually evolving in its role as an important member of the criminal justice community, and whereas individuals, professional organizations, and units of government all across the country will be recognizing August 10th through 16th as National Forensic Science Week and celebrating the event, and whereas the hardworking people that compose our forensic science organizations deserve universal regard and appreciation for their commitment to proper scientific techniques for the cause of justice, and whereas the employees of the Jefferson County Regional Crime Laboratory are dedicated to provide meaningful, timely, unbiased, and accurate forensic services to the citizens of Jefferson County and the surrounding community. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Commissioners Court that in recognition of this event, we do hereby declare August 10th through 16th to be Forensic Science Week in Jefferson County, and urge residents to express their appreciation for the people, organizations, and technologies that make reliable forensic science possible in our community.
Judge, I want to thank you for recognizing the members of the crime lab. You pretty well summed up everything that I was going to say in that proclamation, but as you well know, over the years, the work that's done in the crime lab has become, I think, even more important to the agencies, law enforcement agencies around us that utilize our lab. They call on them constantly whenever there's a major crime, and our personnel respond out and gather evidence and process those scenes, and they've just become more and more important as time has gone on with their services. This is the first time that I know of they've been recognized in this way, and I want to call on Linda to introduce her technicians, the scientist people that I call them that make the thing go, but I want them to know how much I appreciate what they do for us year and year. I know budget time, we talk about the crime lab extensively, but the people that are doing the work are never sitting here really to hear all the nice things that are said about them, and this is their opportunity to shine, so I want to thank y'all for recognizing them.
Thank you, Sheriff. There are some of my staff that are able to join us today. There were some who had commitments to be in court, and there are two of them that are still at the crime lab taking evidence from law enforcement, as they do every day. But I would like for them to stand up so that you can see who they are, and also so I can thank them for their daily commitment to service and their dedication to quality. Y'all have a lot to be proud of. And could y'all join me in thanking them?
Amen. Well, I hope everybody that is present today and that's watching on the television as we enter this proclamation understands it's becoming increasingly more difficult for the courts and law enforcement prosecutors to deal with some of the issues that have been raised by television programs and people thinking that very complicated crimes can be solved by, in some cases, instruments and technology that don't yet exist in a span of 30 minutes or an hour. There is some very leading edge technology that these scientists use on a daily basis to help, as the proclamation says, absolve the innocent and see that the guilty are punished. And our crime lab does an outstanding job. Ms. Johnson has always stayed on the leading edge of everything that's been done. It's not to say that we've always been able to afford the leading edge, but you have certainly done an admirable job along with your staff in going for grants and looking for surplus materials and things that make us organization that's respected around the state and that other counties in our region utilize to help solve their criminal justice problems. And so I thank the sheriff for recognizing you, and we certainly as a court are pleased to recognize you and your staff who do such a wonderful job in a very unsung way, since you're out there kind of out of the way and play such an important role in our criminal court system. So I thank you.
Well, we do appreciate the court support, not only today, but through the years, as you support what we try to do every day at the Crime Lab. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Moving back to items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a rebid of a term contract for road building materials for Jefferson County with APAC Texas, Martin Marietta Materials, and Vulcan Construction Materials LP for a first 1 year renewal from September 7th, 2015 to September 6th, 2016. Item B has been requested to be tabled by purchasing. Item C is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a certificate of completion for the Cheek Community Sewer Improvements Community Block Grant Program Cheek Phase 4 with T. Johnson Industries. Item D is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a certificate of completion for the rebid of the Cheek Community Sewer Improvements Grinder Pumps Installation for the Cheek Phase 4 with T. Johnson Industries. Item E is consider and possibly approve an auction of surplus property as authorized by Local Government Code Section 263.152A1 to be auctioned by Harns Auction. And that auction is scheduled for 9 o'clock a.m. on September 5th of 2015. Item F is consider and possibly approve donation of salvage property that is authorized by Local Government Code 263.152A4 by donating it to a charitable organization, which in this case is Goodwill Industries. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Quick question. I could not see the items on the A, tab. There wasn't any increases.
No, it was very fortunate.
All right. Thank you.
Thank goodness. All right. Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alfred. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Moving on to County Auditor, I'd like to take item A separately. Item B is consider and approve a budget amendment for transfer out for capital projects for additional cost for Popeye Park Bog in the amount of $1,200. Item C is regular county bills, check numbers 410403 through 410642. Do I have a motion on item B and C?
Move. Second.
Okay, moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Item A under County Auditors, consider and approve a budget transfer for Constable Precinct 1 for additional travel in the amount of $2,400. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
I'll second it. There's some discussion I don't know about.
Seconded by Commissioner Alfred. Okay, discussion. We've obviously been in budget hearings recently and had significant discussion about the travel expense line items and about a lot of budget transfers being done out of travel expense line items or out of overtime line items for travel, and we're trying to get a handle on the travel in particularly in departments that are similarly situated. I see that one of the items on the travel expenses for $195 for, I believe it's a T-close training. The other one is for the TAC legislative update at the JW Marriott in Austin at the end of August, which I would like to go to, but which I will not be attending because my travel budget has gotten down because of the legislative session. I really feel like most of the legislative update materials are going to be available in online training through TAC. There is obviously for each office some value, but the courses, when I looked at the materials available on their registration site and their summary of the schedule of activities, seemed to be rather limited on constable activities, and I really feel like yes, sir.
Actually,
Commissioner.
Constable, if you don't mind, come to the mic, please. This training that you're talking about sending them to, are you guys going to get those updates to Constables Association meeting?
Not that I know of.
I'm sorry?
Not that I know of.
Is it the end of year wrap up that TAC normally does? There's a constables meeting, and you might need to check. The Constables Association have at their meeting where they give y'all a wrap up of all things that's going on at that. You might need to check. I'm like the judge with the T-close certified hours. I think that's Patrick. That's kind of like what I asked that we look at. All T-close certified hours, we go with that. I'm in line with you, Judge.
Are the T-close certification hours that are in there for $195, are those required before the new budget year starts October 1st?
The $195 are for officers going for our being bailiffs in our JP course, our training in there. We have, three of us have been to Huntsville. Supposed to spend 40 hours. We could only do 24 hours. Something with their schedule, they're at a limit, and the instructors, we did not complete it because of their schedule. We needed to go back to our firearm training in the courtrooms. Three of us, then the other three will have to go to 40 hours before we're certified to work these courts.
Look.
Now.
Go ahead.
Y'all don't want them, I won't work them. But if something happened in there, we're not certified, then y'all hold the responsibility.
I got two questions. I guess what I'm trying to, I want to understand kind of this request. If I look at this, it looks like two separate issues here, two separate training events. One being for deputies. One day is TECO CT security training. That's a practical exercise on the 19th. And then on the 20th, it looks like 8 hours of training for, I don't know, course number 21006. And then on the 21st is court security practical firearms, 8 hours of training and certification. And I'm wondering if that is firearms qualification. Who, in fact, does your firearms qualification for your deputies?
I have an officer who is an instructor.
And what range do you use?
Sir?
What range do you use?
In the past, I have rented indoor range in Lumberton and paid for it myself.
Mm-hmm. You're sending to this course out of the county to go do this?
Pardon me?
You're sending your deputies out of county to go get certified in firearms? Is that what this request
is? The range is out of the county, but the instructor is not. Instructor.
So you've used the sheriff's office range?
Sir?
You've used the sheriff's office range before?
I have never talked to the sheriff about it.
Amendment to your motion to cut that budget transfer for additional travel from $2,400 to $600 solely to take care of T-close required training?
Yeah, Judge, my question was going to be make sure that is all this in the TAC conference that we're talking about, what he's talking about?
No, this is not.
I can't pull it up and wouldn't let me pull it up.
It's two separate trainings. That's where I was going with
this. And that's why you're transferring
money. You got deputies going to T-close training, which I'm familiar with.
Okay.
And it looks like certain training that I think we could probably get right here, or they could be doing here. And then you got a separate item for the TAC legislative update that you know happens every 2 years that you're familiar with through TAC, which is what the constable is requesting to go to. But I'm looking at the T-close stuff, and you know,
I, as I said in the budget discussions that we're having now, that if it's required, I totally support it. If we're getting into a range where we're kicking some constable's budget up high because it's travel that they want to go through in a tight budget, I can't support it. So I do make my motion to amend.
To allow a $600 budget transfer from overtime for the purpose of T-close
required cases, yes.
So the three trainings that are on the top is what your motion is?
Yes.
Right?
Well, I can't see it, so I can't.
Well, just to allow a total of $600.
Required.
Hang on, let's let Patrick.
You got, it's on your DJ, you got the $597 for the lodging and $317 for meals, so it'd be those two items.
And
We've covered the $195.
Okay.
What's the total amount?
So what's the total?
A little over $1,000.
$914.
And
without the $195,
yeah.
The two.
So that covers the T close.
We've already paid those. How's that?
Oh, you've already, okay.
That covers the T close, assuming that it's necessary to travel outside the county to get.
Yeah, if it's necessary.
And so the tax stuff is what's off the table.
Correct.
Okay.
Done. Is what I'm hearing. But if you're going to Holiday Inn Express and the meals, you're going to pay $914 for that.
So the motion should be for $900, Patrick?
Yeah, if you want to cover those courses.
Yeah.
Is that your three deputies you're talking about?
Yes, sir. Now, a limit college. Constable College and the Criminal Justice College up there did not offer their rooms in the inn. They were full. We couldn't get in. It'd have been a lot cheaper. That's the only reason we had to go the other way.
I'm going to be very, very candid to the point. I've heard what Commissioner Weaver said. Is there a reason why you're not getting certification here in Jefferson County?
Like I said, I have not talked to the sheriff. He has that course or
I
not.
I suggest strongly that you and the sheriff talk, because right now we in tough times, and tough times make us have to make tough decisions. That's me right now. When do we have to have this approved by? Can we postpone this for a week?
I'll look into it. I really don't know.
Mr. Swain?
Next week is going to be the 17th.
Okay.
I don't think anything before
the
19th.
Yeah, the training says on the 19th, 20th, and 21st.
Let me interject here real quick. I mean, the training that's listed up there, that's a particular training for courtrooms. What I recommend is that you start looking at what can be done here in the county, utilizing resources that are here in terms of training and, you know, firearms training, that kind of stuff, instead of sending out of the county. That'd be my suggestion. I understand looking at these line items here, these are particular trainings for a JP court, bailiff, stuff like that. I don't know that the sheriff's office offers that kind of stuff. But where you can find training in the county, that's what you need to be doing, I think. There's an excellent training staff there, especially with firearms and stuff like that. I know that other people go out there and utilize that. So just something to look at and think about in terms of doing that, instead of sending somebody off out of county to qualify with a firearm.
We're on two different subjects. The qualification is not what we're talking about with courtroom security. Those firearm trainings for courtroom security is strict. Am I going to draw a gun and shoot in here? Where's this bullet going to go? What type of ammunition do they use? Are they saying the upgrade stuff? We don't know.
So you are telling us that basically this firearm training that you're going to is tied to courtroom security, which is offered at this facility?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then. Now I understand, because if it's anything other, then I do have a concern. That's why I expressed that. I want to make sure I'm hearing exactly what, because we couldn't pull it up, and that's the reason why I'm asking, to make sure.
Is this mandatory training?
It's it's a TECOS training now. If it's mandatory, I'll have to check.
The only thing's mandatory in the state of Texas for a peace officer is you got to be qualified with your firearm. There's no specialty that I'm aware of that mandates that you have to be, certified and carry a gun in the courtroom. In the state of Texas.
Could we table it then and light it up?
I would be happy to table this. I would like to ask, well, I can ask it after the meeting. Question about our bailiffs in the district court. So I'll do that after the meeting. And is everyone in agreement to table this item until next Monday?
Yes.
Okay.
I also have a retired DPS officer under my commission, and Judge, lost his name in one of the judges' court.
One of the JP court?
No, sir. District court.
Okay. Well, we will take this item up next Monday after you've had the opportunity to do a little research to see whether or not the training is available through local means or through the any other organization within the county. So,
wait a minute.
Thank
sure.
You. Y'all can talk after the meeting.
It's all right. You
moving back to county commissioners. Thank you, Constable.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Moving back to items under county commissioners, item B is consider possibly approving accept a donation from Semper Energy LNG to contract with Crabtree Barricade Systems for signage to be used as a part of the master plan for improvements at the Keith Lake Fish Pass launch in the amount of $2,500. Item C is considering possibly approve the reappointment of Jeff Brannick, appointment of Commissioner Weaver to the Jefferson County Housing Finance Corporation Board of Directors, where I've served for 20 plus years. Item D is to consider holding a closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 551.0725 regarding a contract being negotiated and finding that deliberation in an open meeting would have a detrimental effect on the position of the Commissioner's Court in negotiations with the third person. And via addendum, item E is consider authorizing county judge to enter in or terminate a burn ban order. Do we have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Discussion.
Do we have a burn ban in effect right
now? No, sir. Not yet. But Mr. Fountain has spoken to the volunteer fire chiefs, and it's the consensus among them that we're in need of it right now since we've gone so long without rain. We're somewhere between 600 and 700 on the burn index, Keach Byram, and want to be able to control that in the event there are any problems that arise to prevent having any problems with them getting too busy. Any other discussion of those items? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And that completes our regular agenda. We will take about a 5-minute break and reconvene at 2:10, or we'll take a recess, not a break or a conclude. We will announce an executive closed session pursuant to Texas Government Code Section 551.0725 for the purpose of deliberating a contract being negotiated by the county. Is there anything any member of the Commissioner's Court or elected official wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action? If not, then we are in recess.
Well, we're
recessed for 10 minutes because my agenda item says we're going to take up the executive session immediately following Commissioner's Court. We're going to recess for about 7 minutes. Then we're going to close the regular and open a special, an executive session. Okay. But I can't close the regular session until I begin the closed session. right, Commissioner's Court is now closed, and we are now going to be entering a special session as called on the agenda of the Commissioner's Court.